Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel We once again welcome you in this beautiful program called Al-Mustafa, The Chosen One In this program we talk about loving the beloved of Allah صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وصحبه وبارك وسلم Inshallah We will be also talking about Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallam. We will share with you beautiful, amazing, interesting, fascinating chosen facts too. And a beautiful message by Nigrani Shura, Head of Shura, Haji Maulana Imran Attari, inshallah. That will also be English dubbed clip for you, a beautiful message from him. And finally, we will also share beautiful wazaif with you. So be with us from start to end. You are going to gain and learn so much of knowledge today, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. But dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, my Sheikh Tariqat, Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatuhum Al Aliyah, founder of Dawat Islami, has given us a beautiful mindset that always we should make sure that we make good intentions before performing any good act, permissible act, any good deed. So Alhamdulillah, acting upon his advice and his given mindset, I would like to make few good intentions. Inshallah, I will present this program for the pleasure of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, which should be the foremost intention of every believer. And inshallah, you can make this intention. You will be with us from start till end. You'll remember what you learn. You will act upon and pass this knowledge on to others too. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. But remember, focus and concentration is the key of understanding and learning and knowledge. So dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, for this hour, you should be with us from start to end, with focus, with concentration, inshallah. And end of this silsila, you will develop love of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallam in your hearts, inshallah, azza wa jal. Dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, Let's go towards our guest speaker today, who is Mubalighe Dawat-e-Islami, Muhammad Waseem Abbas Attari. Let's go towards him. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Waseem Abbas, may welcome you once again. Jazakallahu khaira. Thank you so much once again giving your time in this beautiful program, Al-Mustafa, The Chosen One. Today's topic is very interesting, very beautiful, and it is also for the viewers of Madani Channel. We are talking about loving the beloved sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallama. And Waseem bhai, when we talk about loving somebody, so definitely ta'zeem, taqeer, respect, reverence, that is you can say on the top of the list. When you love somebody, you respect him, you've got reverence for that person. So when as a believer we love Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallama, and His love is soul of our iman, jaan of our iman. So alhamdulillah, the love of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam actually perfects our iman. It completes our iman. So here, ta'zeem, reverence, respect, definitely it's also top of list. Today we'll be talking about this topic. I think we should start with Qur'an-i-Majeed, Furqan-i-Hamid. How beautifully Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has himself taught the believers how to respect his beloved. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. I think it would be a good idea to start with Quran, please.
MashaAllah. In terms of the beautiful introduction you've given, like the love of Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the soul of our faith. Similarly, the ta'zeem, the respect, the reverence of Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the soul of his love.
No doubt.
So if we want to, of course, have love of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, express that love, then the element of respect, reverence would be utmost, would be on top of the list. So we need to ensure that once we are expressing our love for Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, then we also show immense amounts of respect for him, for everything that is associated with him. And this is something, as you beautifully explained, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us in the Holy Quran to do so. As in Surah Hujarat verse number 2, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا ترفعوا أصواتكم فوق صوت النبي ولا تجهروا له بالقول كجهر بعضكم لبعض. In this verse, Rizwan Bhai, we're being told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how are we meant to respect the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam? Translation I'll present from Kanzul Iman, that O believers, do not raise your voices higher than the voice of this conveyor of the unseen, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and nor speak aloud in his august court, just like you speak aloud to one another amongst yourselves, in case your deeds go to waste whilst you are unaware. So the respect of the blessed code of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is being told to us in this beautiful verse, that we are being told to even keep our voices lower than the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam's voice. And in the summary of this, it is stated that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has beautifully explained two etiquettes of respect of his beloved to the believers. What are they? Number one, that O believers, when Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam converses to you, speaks to you, then it is necessary upon you that your voice shall not be louder than his voice. Rather, whatever you want to say, say it in a low voice. Now this is again an expression of showing respect. So this is the first adab, the etiquette that we've been taught in this verse, that whenever Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is conversing to you, make sure your voice is lower than Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And if you want to say something, then your voice should be lower. And secondly, the second adab, second etiquette we've been told is that when you want to call upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, still you need to observe all the requirements. You need to ensure that everything, all the requirements of etiquette and respect are obliged to.
Wasim bhai, we'll go one by one, mashallah. Beautiful ayah you have presented. I would like to mention the shani nazul of this ayah which you have recited and you've given the translation. And then we'll go towards the next adab Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has taught, inshallah. But irrespective viewers of Madani Shani, in the ayah, shani nazul, when was this ayah revealed, the Muballigh of Dawat Islami just recited before you, that it is said that in 9th Hijri, Bani Tamim, there was one delegation that came in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and they said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make one ameer amongst us, right? Appoint one ameer amongst us. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala he said that he mentioned one name, that if you can make Qa'qa bin Ma'bad, to make him as a ameer. Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Aqra bin Habis, so make him ameer. So they both presented their mashwara in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallam. And Hazrat Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala said to Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azim radiallahu anhu, that you are opposing me. Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azim radiallahu ta'ala said, no, I'm not opposing you. So they